This is CliffCentral.com. Yeah.
Am I ever gonna quit?
What time does this thing start, Eric?
Hell no, just now. You asked it at the wrong time, because then it would have been like, just now, with the song.
Oh, you want to wrap it in?
It would have been.
What time does this podcast begin?
Listen to the song first before you ask. You're right, man. When does it start? Just now. Just now.
I forgot that you are actually becoming a rapper slowly and slowly but surely.
I'm not becoming a rapper.
The Rapper's Choice Awards is coming up soon.
Yeah, Rapper's Choice Awards.
Well, what mic are you on, Ryan? 1, 2, yeah,
he's on
3,
five.
4, 5. They've got no numbers on.
Every week,
give him juice.
Is it bad, eh?
Yeah, I know it would.
So hey, Friday the 13th. If you're listening to this in a week's time,
it'll not be Friday.
It's not gonna be Friday the 13th.
But it's Friday the 13th.
Just to show that it's
now.
Live. That's live.
Yes.
You know, do you have a thing about Friday the 13th?
Do I? I don't actually.
I don't either. Hey.
Nah, it's just the day, man. It's
like, if shit happens to you, guess what? Shit just happened to you. Doesn't? It's not the day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you, Ryan?
I didn't even know it was Friday the 13th.
So you know that I knew it was Friday the 13th when you came in the skinniest jeans I've ever seen.
And normal jeans,
no.
Dave. What am I supposed to do?
You know, I can see what car you drive by the outline of the key in your pocket.
That's not a key, Dave. It's a thin...
Your penis is shaped like a key?
It's a thin, oddly angular penis.
It's so cool because, like, we had a locksmith the other day. You could be a cocksmith.
Wow, guys.
Eric, what have you been doing comedy-wise? Because this is the Just Now Comedy Podcast. It's 9 a.m. on a Friday, from the 13th of 2019 and 18.
Yes.
And we are doing this. Eric's here. Ryan's here. We've got a full studio today. Suhail Ashraf Issa is joining us. He's a qualified doctor who decided that doctoring is better than comedying. He's now got his phone on a live something, but he's on him. He's not narcissistic in any way. Not to
no
show us.
Narcissism whatsoever.
Tsitsi's joining us as well.
Tsitsi Chumia. Yes. We are here, man.
I didn't know his first name. It's like Madonna. What's Madonna's surname? Ciccone.
But we all know Drake is Aubrey. His first name is Aubrey.
Oh, great, man. Yes. That's like being Cyril,
such
Aubrey.
Such a beautiful old man's name.
Excellent.
Hey, Aubrey.
All right, so let's
you want to bring me the
so
thing
first up,
kissed?
What have you been doing, Eric? Let's follow you.
Where have I been? I've been at the kitchen. I've been cooking in the kitchen.
You're talking about kitcheners?
Kitcheners, yeah.
Do they call it
that?
Cooking in the kitchen?
Yeah, we call it the kitchen, man. It's
the
don't kitchen
touch
if you're in
you're
a
right. Hurry. See, you live.
Okay, you guys are on now, so you guys can say hello. Yeah.
Hey, everyone.
Who's that? That's Tsitsi.
Yes, that's
Tsitsi Chumia.
Tsitsi Chumia. Yeah, it's a silent eye. Silent eye.
Chumia. Where's the eye? You said it, though.
It's Chumia.
I can hear the I towards the end.
No. It's Chiumya. So it's Chiumya.
You like that lady we had on here, Kate?
Pinchuk.
Pinchuk. We also took about 7 minutes to spell her name.
Kate is the one.
Please, yeah. We also had people just saying, please let Kate do a whole show. It just tell her to read stuff in that voice.
Yeah, she has a peculiar voice.
You have to navigate that way. Nice. What do you say? Grinds on your tits. Yeah, you're very soft.
You just said the P word. So we're going to talk about these things. We're going to talk about the lady that went to jail now.
Yes.
And that I had an argument with someone saying that now you can't say the K word. I'm like, you can. Just don't let someone film you saying it.
You shouldn't. No. First,
is that not the legal? Is that what happened in the court case?
Oh, man. We actually spoke about the K word during breakfast.
Were your windows open or closed?
We were around a lot of white people.
See, because what if say the N word in rapping and everything?
Yeah.
Like, if the law, remember the law that she's got is crimen injuria. It's that the person that she was saying it to felt offended within his community and his thing that is the court case. A lot of people are saying it's because of the K word. You're like, no.
Yeah.
If you're going to start going to jail for words, every single comedian here is in shit. Because we've said it to people in the front row, you look like a deuce, you look like a chop. Yeah. That guy, if he feels criminal injury against him, you're going to jail.
I was in America.
That is a scary situation.
I was in America like 2 weeks ago, and I couldn't say the N-word. Like, I felt very uncomfortable.
Isn't that good, though?
Yeah.
Because then it's a rule for everyone.
Well, I don't know, but here I feel very comfortable saying it.
I say it all the time. At breakfast, Mr. Harrell, I
called somebody. I said it this morning. But
that Chris Brown song where he's like, woke up in Chris Brown's body, he just walks around saying it to everybody, kind of nullifies the whole word, kind of goes, oh, okay, I see. But the problem is, the word has been used, Senna, in movies and by every single actor and every single rapper and everyone. So it has taken the sting out of it.
Yeah.
And it's a lack of a little word. But that, I still, if but I nah, hear like if I hear that K word, I can't, cool, I can't man. Breathe racism, for about 10 racism. Seconds after that.
What I like about it is racism is now illegal.
Is it?
Yeah. Well,
no, criminal injury is different. Yeah. It's been a case
racism,
for years.
Racism is now illegal. So if you're going to use the word, if I was a racist, I'd
aren't
just
you?
Use the...
no. Aren't you a Tamil
not
Indian that you
I'm
don't like? You don't like?
I'm a recovering racist.
Aren't so, we all?
Yeah. Well, some more than others.
Because my friend went to Russia.
Some more than others.
You see, animal farmed it.
So Aubrey, if I was you bring me that slave.
What? If I was to use a
I'm a level 5
okay, hold on.
Racist.
So Hale's the doctor. He's going to say something intelligent. Yes. CC, so shut the fuck up.
Oh, shit.
What do you do? What? Are you, oh, yeah, you're also a degree.
IT guy, man.
I make video games.
That's wow. more important oh. than doctor.
I heal
yo,
the soul.
Yeah. But he's probably treated a lot of guys for some sort of metacarpal tunnel syndrome or something.
Yeah. Not so much for racism, but we're getting there.
No, let's the comedy podcast. Let's hit racism hard this morning.
Yeah, let's hit it.
Okay, so like you were saying?
Yeah, so if I was a racist, I'd just use the things that I'm not allowed to use in the comfort of my home. Like, where I do a lot of other illegal things.
While
exactly.
Wearing,
so,
while I'm
so
wearing
we're becoming,
sandals,
we're becoming
like slurs all over the house. Look
not
at
even sandals, in a towel.
Yeah.
I like to be racist in a gown.
Yeah,
a,
I was
with
just going to say... In a gown, feet up on the coffee table.
So do you think it's going to become the same law as the Dacha law, like in your own home?
Yeah, yeah. In
you
your
can
own
just
home,
walk
you
around there, jigger, 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 bagger, 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 the whole day.
Yeah.
And as long as the neighbor isn't over the wall.
Sounds like.
I did it, I did it.
Jigger, 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 bagger, woo.
So I, well, there you go.
I think that's what she said 48 times.
So the shizzle, shizzle manizzle.
It's been a good day. I said it 90 times. Nobody caught it.
So I don't even hit 48 of any word. I've
yeah,
never even said, I've never even called someone a cunt 48 times.
Yeah,
the thing is,
any
when,
word,
when
it's
you,
a
when,
lot.
Yeah, when you say a word more than 20 times, it doesn't sound like a word anymore.
Spoon.
Say spoon 20 times.
It's hard.
It's not
going to... It's a ridiculous
after,
word.
After like
Ryan, we never spoke to you. Sorry. Say something.
I agree with everyone.
Thanks, yeah. Aubrey.
I'm going to Ryan's work. You know when you take Uncle Dave to work day? I'm coming with Ryan to his office.
Please be cool in front of my friends.
I'm totally rubbing my balls on your drum kit.
Please just be cool. Be
is
cool.
It nice? I'm not saying bad stuff.
No, so...
Are
no,
you new there?
No, I'm
what do you
old.
Do there?
And it's an
what
agency.
Do you do there?
I'm the office manager.
I don't know what that is.
Ay, 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 ay,
office
ay,
manager
ay.
Music.
Hardworking whites.
Let's see what
I'm saying. I'm the office manager. Don't touch me.
Office
you want some staples.
I
ain't got three. You want some... You want some so paper weird. Clips? Go get them yourself. I ain't got nothing. Put it on the shelf. What?
That's funny. Hard work.
That was
white.
Off the cuff and
that's
amazing.
Nice.
That was
apparently, yo, we entered this podcast into the Comics Choice Awards, Comics Pen Awards.
Because
everything's written down. You'll see. Show them your notes there.
The preparation really? Is ruthless.
I got a...
Oh, so you in the running for the Comics Pen.
I got a...
This whole show is all written. Like, we write stuff down.
Yes.
I don't see any... I've never seen
don't
any
be this guy.
That'll ruin the magic. That'll
yes.
ruin the magic.
How else are you supposed to win a Comics Choice Award if you can't lie about what you do?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You saw the script.
I'm
a
yes.
comic
of the yeah,
I'm not a real doctor.
It said I should... yes.
Are yeah. you 60-40 doctor comic? Or 40?
So why did he mean 60-40?
What
split,
comic?
Baby.
How much of
the
you...
Because
I can't stand the fact that you have a real job, and I'm just... trying to be funny and I can't fall back on anything. Don't you lose doctoring points if you commit too much?
Well, this is I had this conversation last week with Prince. Prince and
Prince
Emilio.
Is dead.
No, not that.
That's
Prince,
amazing.
Man.
Let's unpack
the comedian
that.
You know what's nice? You know what? You can pray to whichever god you want.
Prince was like, what's this? Would you ever visit a doctor, Suhail?
Well,
and Emilio was
sick.
Like, no, I'd never go to visit. He seems like he's too much of a clown. And then I was like, well,
wow.
I take that as a...
Guys, I'm in the room.
I was like, well, I actually take that as a compliment because he's like, you're so good at the comedian thing that you must be a terrible doctor.
Whose earrings are those on the table?
I don't know.
Yours. I don't know. They didn't want to tell you.
They look like they're from the 80s. Yours.
Yeah. It's a pair of earrings on the table, yeah? Yeah.
Then Prince was like, no, I definitely go to the doctor. And that hurt me more because I was like, so you think I'm terrible at comedy? So you
so
I must be good
yeah.
at as
so
doctor.
The first thing we realized from this, let's unpack it, is that Sahel's blank sensitive.
Yeah. 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 Stop being a
I was
soft.
Like, what do you want to do, man? Just be a beggar.
I won't go to Sahel because he's too handsome.
Oh.
I don't want to get a woody while he's inspecting me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I walk into the, when I went to see Sahel, I said, he said, just undress, please. I undressed. I said, where must I put my clothes? And he said, right there next to mine.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
And I just felt.
Even if you go in there for like pneumonia, like symptoms.
Pneumonia.
He does the ball test. I've got a sore throat. Well, hang on. Take your nuts out.
What is pneumonia?
It's a lung disease.
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
What is pneumonia?
It's the lemon flavored lung like inflection.
Like a infected lemon.
Never got pneumonia.
Sounds like a girl from my neighborhood.
Say pneumonia. Say specific.
Specific. Is that an accent or you just speak like that, man?
I'm trying not to fuck up.
Man, okay, pneumonia. Who teaches us white English?
Yeah.
Pneumonia.
Actually, that's very good that you said, because we're going to do. Someone gave me an idea. My IT guy sent me a thing and said, please talk about words that people get wrong. So when you're listening to the news and they say a comment,
you try and be racist and you say jigga jigga.
That's not wrong. I knew what I was saying. Oh.
That's the correct. I knew what I was thinking.
That's the correct way to say jigga.
That's the way.
Don't fool this guy.
That's the way you're allowed to say it.
Somebody sent me a message on Instagram to say read the WhatsApps, please.
Also, I have no idea where they are. Don't be a bitch. Just keep going.
Is this what people are sending in
for
a show?
For those people that are listening, if you want to send us WhatsApps, we'll find them and read them. But the number is 079-748-2090.
Gareth, this is the best part of the show. Michelle's listening to Gareth's show.
Been listening to Gareth.
No, I'm just making fun of
it. She mustn't tell us that.
Michelle. Did you guys just lose like a faithful?
Our listener, the one listener.
We had to share our listener.
So we're going to talk about words that people say wrongly, incorrectly.
I say the word unprotected wrong.
Unprotected.
Really? Yeah, it sounded like you said unprotected.
I say unprotected. And I said this on stage, but like I'm in the zone, so I don't really care.
Now you have to be.
I was in the zone, so
now you have
to
be conscious about it.
Yeah.
I used to say the word recognize wrong.
Recognize.
I used to pronounce the G strong. Like, yo, recognize.
But that's how you're supposed to say it. Recognize.
Say committee. Recognize.
Committee.
Spoon. But is there a proper way to say something?
This is what the argument is, just because the Oxford Dictionary website says it.
I'm going to give you guys this example because this is my physics teacher in grade 11.
Knowledge coming your way.
This guy,
also known as my boyfriend,
just pronounced words the way he wanted to.
Yeah.
Then the one day in class, but we knew what he was saying. Then the one day he was explaining something to us and he said, this particle is inimus.
What is inimus?
How do you spell inimus, sir? Then he spelled it on the board and he wrote the word enormous.
Enormous.
Then
inimus sounds like the opposite of enormous.
Yes, but now here's the thing. Everybody started laughing. Then he went, why are you guys laughing? They're like, sir, that's enormous. He's like, but that's what I said, enormous.
Oh, my goodness.
And then they were like, no, that's not enormous.
It's
enormous. Then he's like, what you need to understand is there's no master of pronunciation.
He got away with that.
Yeah. Then we were like,
that's weird. Like, he's at a colored school. Like, I'm out of here. Fuck
you. Enormous. You guys don't know how to listen to
you words. Don't know.
Yeah.
So what happened is I said amino acids in a conversation, amino acids. And I was laughed at because someone said it's amino. So I said, well, let's get a fucking doctor on the show. Is it amino or amino?
Amino.
Damn it.
Sorry,
yeah, I don't think it was.
So yes, if you just don't mind listening, listen to this? These are people saying words that are difficult, and around the world, people saying words that are. See if it works.
Okay, so the dude that's sending us messages is Rob. You know Rob.
Do you know Rob?
You wanna play something?
Okay. It's gonna play
do
now.
Do your thing first.
But it might not, because you know how things work on this show.
Okay, play the words.
Right. So before this man, Rob is one.
Ignamius. Gala.
What?
Gala. Worcestershire. Worcestershire. Struggled with this word a lot. Worcestershire.
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 This is a great one.
How do you say that?
Worcestershire.
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 Isn't that Winchester?
Ignominious.
ignominious.
I didn't even know that word.
You know.
Give us the Manchester
larvae?
Sauce.
Yeah.
Larvae?
Larvae? They're actually very hard. Larvae? Larvae? Larvae?
Yes, larvae. Synecdoche.
Synecdoche?
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 Yo.
Synecdoche?
Isn't that like the place? It's that movie. Like Synecdoche? Synecdoche?
It's my favorite word. Synecdoche. Synecdoche.
Easy. Foyer.
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 Foyer. Foyer.
Foyer.
Foyer.
Foyer.
Foyer.
Foyer.
Foyer.
Foyer.
Yeah. Wouldn't you say that? Meet me in the foyer?
Foyer.
Let's get this one. Okay.
I don't know, man.
So tell me what Rob. Tell me
okay,
what Rob
so
said.
So Rob saved. He sent me a screenshot of all the messages he sent, and I saw some of them on the screen there. It's like, yo, it's Rob from Amsterdam. You better read this out. Ooh. I'm the biggest fan over here besides Michelle. Well done, Eric on the Trevor shirt.
Wait,
Ryan,
you guys are two fans in Amsterdam.
Of course.
Like, sorry, could you rewind that? Sorry, guys. Sorry to interrupt everyone. What was the last bit there? I need this.
That.
I need this.
Shame, no, he had a hard time last week.
Ryan, you are funny. Just keep going. Don't be a bitch. I'm guessing all three of those are for you specifically.
I am actually Rob from.
And then he asked Dave, when are you guys coming to Europe? Check me out on Instagram. Eric the pussy out here is loose as fuck. I'm like, please read the whole text.
Actually,
fuck's sake,
the pussy is
on.
The pussy is ignominious.
Yeah, it's
what's the massive thing? What's enormous?
Enormous. Very.
The pussy,
yeah.
Come on down to Amsterdam. Wow. The pussy is enormous.
That's a selling point.
That's called a vagiant. That's what. That's the medical name for a large
English,
vagina.
English is a difficult language.
That's what you like about me.
I like the whole of you.
Oh man!
I just like, you know, the intelligent humor. You know, vagiant. That's a real.
Did
genius.
I make that up? Can I copy the mic, please?
It's yours now.
Okay, so now
comics pen, man.
There are words. That
I'm sure in your life
for the invention.
There you go.
You've lived the longest.
Say Arctic.
Arctic.
So Arctic titi.
Arctic.
Arctic.
Arctic. Arctic.
Can I defend myself?
No, I
learned
black
English.
Education.
I started learning English in 2006.
What's it now?
2018.
Yeah, sorry, man.
Whoa.
You've had 10 plus years. I can't imagine.
Well, it was high school, man. So I don't really care about like.
some people say they don't say the T, so they say the Arctic Ocean. The Arctic.
No.
Hey, are they in the Arctic Ocean?
In the Antarctic.
Well, I've got people live here. Should I ask them what Arctic. Weird words they say?
But you must have a lot of medical terms.
What words do you pronounce wrong?
So these are your people looking at you.
All of you people watching.
Watching you at this podcast.
They're
probably
listening. They can hear you, Dave.
No, but they can't hear me because
what they're looking at.
Do you normally do this in your room? You normally do this in your room, in your gown?
Yeah, but you got
to
pay for those videos.
This is Dave Levinson at the Clip Central, comedy podcast.
The whatever.
They say, what about those files? You know,
podcast.
He didn't even care.
Eric Yates.
Hey, platform.
Hashtag ungrateful.
They give you a platform to talk to seven people.
Yeah. I hand you this gift.
I've got a good two viewers currently. Here's Titi.
Okay. So the next thing we speak
so
about.
So wait, before we go,
what
before
Eric
we go. So we had the show. We had Poppies on Monday. You performed on Monday, now.
Yeah.
Monday was a weird night.
Yeah.
Like every night Poppies was, is weird. Man.
The audience was just very strange.
It was just guys.
Yeah.
It sounds like
just,
an average Poppies night.
Just guys. No,
just
no, but
guys.
This week it was dope. Yeah. Right. So this past Monday it was just a weird night. People died. It was funny. Then Tuesday night. I wouldn't say similar, but like Tuesday was different. Tuesday was nicer.
It was
Tuesday
also
was nicer,
not
the Kitchener's.
You know how it is. There must be a controversial act every time.
Robin Dunlop.
Comedy
oh,
happens.
Oh,
no.
Oh, my God. I almost forgot about this.
Don't lie, TT.
Gee, Willie,
I almost forgot about this.
Day. Will you tell the story? But we need the controversial story music.
Wait.
Okay.
What?
Man.
Okay, go.
Okay.
This is my music when
this
I'm in my
music,
gown.
It's going to seem so inappropriate when
I'm
telling
the
story. First of all, right, there's a girl. Me and Eric were doing the door, right? So this girl of like light fair skin complexion.
Yes.
Comes into the door very confidently. I'm performing tonight. So, and I always.
We've never seen her before. This is
I've
the
never seen
her
before.
We've
I'm
ne-
performing
I've never
tonight.
Seen
so we're like, oh, okay.
Okay, no, cool. You're doing
get
comedy.
Get inside. You
sweet.
Don't have to pay.
That's and also to get through you guys at the door. That's
I know, right? It's just 30 rand. We're like, okay, yeah. You can go inside. So she sits and So she sits on the other side of the comics, and then other comics are on stage, and she starts heckling.
Right? Oh, so shit, she heckled as well?
Yeah. So I go to Laz, I'm like, man, that's a comic.
He's like, it's a comic, and she's heckling.
She's like giving all these information. So she's like fact checking another comedian.
On Google?
No, on something that is brains.
Something that is it.
So, and then she goes on stage, and then
but not
like,
realizing that that is a comics. It's one of the tools we use is when you break a fact on purpose to show how stupid the thing is.
So yes. Madinga had to explain that to the crowd so he could make his joke.
Yes,
Now the audience felt like, okay, now
lawyer's like,
you're
just smart.
You're making us for stupid. Yeah. Oh.
So then, she goes on stage. So she goes on stage eventually, and then she tells this joke about monkeys.
Here's where I feel uncomfortable already.
Listen, here's where I must chip in.
We all felt uncomfortable. So I was supposed to go on before, but Mojack was like, no, let's swap you and her. You'll go on after. So I'm like, okay, no, cool. So I'm standing in the kitchen. It's myself, Momo Debe, Mojack, and who else was in the kitchen with us at that time? One other comic. And why are we standing there? She starts this joke, right?
I don't know why I'm always the one that says controversial stuff when I'm here. I'm sorry, everyone.
You're just the messenger. You're the messenger
nice
at this point, though.
No, he's the messenger. I was there.
When you say monkey joke and you made Ryan uncomfortable, was it exactly that uncomfortable?
I didn't expect that because the first thing she said is that there's an actual monkey problem in Durban, right.
which there is in Sun City,
but it's fine. Like,
but specifically then, Durban, right?
So she says Durban, monkey thing, and then she said...
Scottborough... Did she hits
she didn't get
is she an estate agent?
Think.
How come it's always estate agents?
And then she says the monkey stole her weed.
That's legit.
So the monkey stole her weed, and then...
But the whole crowd must have been creepy.
Listen, the crowd
is like anticipating
some dope-ass punchline.
Because you're like, okay.
Take us there and then give us something good.
And then she says, oh, the monkey was now high. And then it came to her, oh, looking all cool, you know, like H&M.
Then
we're like, nah.
One by one,
everyone
comics
bounced.
Just started walking through the kitchen going, yo,
no. The crowd went,
you know what
no.
I say about kitcheners? If you can't take the heat, go to Poppy's.
Well, Poppy's is the previous
so
day.
So she said, oh, looking all cool, you know, like H&M.
Like H&M.
Okay. I think she mentioned a green sweater as well.
Yeah, she mentioned the green
sweater. The monkey
sweater
was
as well.
Wearing a green sweater.
Yeah, no, it was.
I see what she's doing. She's going in sort of like the stylish way of doing it, like Jimmy Fallon would do it or something to make. But the joke doesn't belong to them. They're showing you the thing and going, this is what people are saying. This is what we have to say about it. She was combining everything into that.
No.
We must assume that a monkey...
No, she didn't explain it like that.
Because
she tried to explain it.
She said these are monkeys, and then it turns out they actually... She was talking about a person.
It's a dude.
Yeah, she was talking about a person.
So what was the crowd like?
The crowd was like, no.
Obviously they don't know. Obviously they were like, nah.
It was a mixed crowd. It wasn't like all black or anything.
The white people were uncomfortable. The white people were uncomfortable. The black people were like, we forgive you, but...
But they don't really.
You should have been like at an auction. You should have... Forgiven your account.
Yeah.
You said a little auction card.
Yeah, sometimes I feel
I was
like,
going to come to Poppy's on Monday.
But you didn't.
I know, but I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, it was a weird night. It was just guys.
I have my kid 1 week on, 1 week off, so I've actually got no more excuses now because I used to have him on Mondays and then I couldn't come to Poppy's. But now I want to come to Poppy's and Kitchener.
So how often do you don't do the weekend thing? Cause
we used to do the weekend thing. Your parents divorced.
Yeah, so I used to do
You seem stable.
Second, yeah.
What I'm finding is his routine doesn't work
no
with the weekend on, weekend off. I'm saying now let's go full week.
Yourself.
So yeah. he spends a full week.
Full week with you, so it gets into we do our things and then we can do those things we want to do. So we do the park run on Saturdays, we do our exercise in the morning, we do the stuff. So for that full week, he does military dad. We wake up in the morning, we do our sit ups and push ups, and we have our all brand flex with banana and honey and
shit.
Yeah.
Sure.
I wouldn't have called that.
Yeah, you're a good dad.
I thought it was, I'm a cool dad.
No, we work hard. And then when he's with mom, he also gets more of a stable routine, I think. I don't want my kid growing up like you.
Yeah, man.
Becoming
a
doctor.
A doctor and a comedian.
What, wait, what, which movie is it where the Sprouse twins play some guy's kid and then he has to take the kid around everywhere? Is it a Adam Sandler
Freaky Friday?
Movie?
Oh, Big Daddy, maybe?
Yes.
Daddy.
Yes. That's the kind of dad I pictured, Dave.
Oh, we do that as well, obviously. Yeah.
We piss on things, making piss him piss on a wall outside a restaurant.
No, I do get into trouble because she'll say like, "Did you let him play Grand Theft Auto?" I'm like, "Yeah, but that's with the sound off."
You can only kill three hookers. You kill more than three hookers, boy.
He says, "Dad, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do." I'm like,
"Kill the hooker.
How did you get into the strip club?" And then I get him out of there and I put him back on the bridge and I give him a nice car. I said, "Keep this car now, and man, don't smash it, man." And then I give him like a Mustang.
Teaching him such good life lessons.
Yeah, and then he's like, then I come back 2 minutes later and he's back in the strip club. I'm like, "How the fuck did you get this?" Yeah. I gave you a nice car. I gave you the controller
that everything you needed to be successful.
The controller that doesn't vibrate. And now you're back in the place. Oh,
Aubrey, all I need is for you to get me out of here, Aubrey. All
right. So, Suhail. So amino. what are amino acids, Titi?
Ish, man, I failed that subject.
You and I both.
Just after English.
I'm waiting for the answer now. I'm just waiting patiently.
But where are you from in terms
Limpopo,
of when you?
Man.
So then you came to a school in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
Which was
with
it called?
My parents.
What was it called? Your real parents. Or
yeah,
so you think?
Yeah, my mom. Well, okay. My mom and my dad. Well, my.
This is an intervention.
Yeah, I hope it's my real mom.
And then what school was it?
I went to Sir John Adamson High School.
That's cool school in the south.
Yes.
It's a sort of. It used to be a technical school back in the day. Where
I don't know.
Technical drawings and drafting and boiler making.
Yeah.
There were some tough guys at that school, man.
Yeah. There's a lot of pictures of like
from a technical high school.
Yeah. Fingernails long.
White people.
Beards.
Like white old pupils.
Is that what you saw on the walls?
Yeah. Okay. And then now it's like, just like.
But who was Sir John Adamson? Just this part of the show is the history part.
Yeah, this is the history of schools segment.
I don't really know.
I'm pretty
no
sure.
No one really told us.
I'm finding that you didn't really like school.
Yeah.
I was quite a good student, man. Like, I was an athlete and.
What did you athlete?
Cross country.
This is where he's going to blow your mind.
Yeah,
yeah,
dude,
tell us.
I ran for, like, the country and all that stuff.
Give them the full portfolio. Full.
Dude, I was, like, a champion runner, man.
Wait. I got music for that.
So, and then I had to stop because I hated being competitive. And then, I had like a scholarship at Wits and stuff. And then
you stopped because you hated being competitive.
Yeah, that's, it made me.
It's an injury that would make someone stop.
But don't you think
stop.
In comedy, being competitive actually gives you a little edge?
No,
it doesn't.
Not with other comedians.
No, that's a stupid thought. No.
That's what I found. Like being not with other comedians, but that's the nature of being competitive. Is that you always like judge yourself against
bettering
what
yourself.
You could have had at the time. So, and the only like way to see that is if someone else has it, and then you're like, oh, I want to be on the travel thing. I want to be on this.
How's your comedy career versus what you thought it would be after how many years you've been? 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
It's better than what you thought it would be.
Yeah, it's way better than I thought it would be. And if I had been competitive, then I would have expected all this stuff
and ruined the process.
And you, Dr. Suhail Issa. Are there medical things that you're missing out on by being in the comedy world? Like when you get back into doctoring, you're like, shit, I didn't know we could do that. Or are you missing out on advancements?
No, I wouldn't say that at all. I mean, at the point I am in my medical career, I'm doing my internship and I'm managing work fine. There are like extra courses that I am going to do. Before the end of this year, but no, I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. It's not like I'm leaving work to go to gigs.
But you are at work. Sometimes you said like you'd be there late. You're there at 1 o'clock in the morning doing the casualty wards.
Well, not one. I'll work the whole night till the next day. But
even later than work.
But I don't want a doctor that's been working the whole. What if you that patient and the doctor's like?
Well, I think it's better than no medical care.
So you reckon a tired doctor is better than no doctor?
Yeah,
That's my bumper sticker.
That's the takeaway.
Yeah, and that's it. Let's close the show at 9:31.
You're going there bleeding, and then the doctor's like,
just
use this morphine.
Yeah. Sorry, you look tired.
Never
mind the gunshot.
I actually came here for morphine.
In the army, when someone was shot and there was a gash and it wasn't on a main vein and it was actually bleeding, you could put tampons in there.
Nice.
You just dip them in a little bit of
alcohol. Theta. I've heard, you can do that.
No.
You dip it in someone else's blood. Use tampons, but.
No. But you can do that.
Because we do it.
So they don't have tampons in the hospital?
No, they
do have. But like you wouldn't just.
Hey, here's an interesting non-related story. Siv Vengesi won a celebrity life-saving contest on the beach, he donated his prize money to a function that does women's sanitary products for high schools.
Yep. Civic Gaze is dope.
It is a story related. So can we give him a round of applause?
Yeah.
I would not swim against, I would not do anything against Civic Gaze. Swimming,
very
running, punching.
He is very...
Anything. Cool. Except for comedy, I think I'll kick his ass.
Oh, man. I actually spoke to
vagina.
He's quite a nice guy.
Sorry, I was being nice.
What do you call a big vagina?
The giant. Okay.
He's a nice guy.
Does he like you?
Lots.
I want to get him on the show. He's been on Gaz's show.
Yeah, he was 64. Okay.
Right. He was? There we go.
He was one of the guys that, like, just before I went on the set and the Trevor thing.
Yes.
He was like, have a good one, man. And then I was like, thank you.
So I can't wait till I get to say that sentence, actually. Before I went on at the Trevor thing.
Since we didn't speak about it much, because our friend Eric was honest.
He was,
but he's so humble. I say, so how was he? He goes, it was nice. It was a great show, man.
I had a slightly different experience talking to Eric about it.
Was he ever hard on me?
How'd it go? What was it out of 10? This is quote unquote. What is it out of 10? I was a 10. And then
all
I'm like, and the other shows, all are 10s. So
that's why we play the Godfather music now.
If you're not performing at 10 all the time, why are you doing the same thing, man? Yeah,
whenever we talk about Trevor, we play the Godfather theme.
Come on, Aubrey.
Oh, man.
Oh, snap.
We have to, man.
Were you on that as well?
Yeah.
As well. And now, okay, let's, from you. Titi, tell us.
Okay, this is
Tell us about the phone call when it came through.
Okay, when the phone call came through. So this is what happened. I was going to go like overseas for a while. And then I told Ryan, and then he said, yo, my man, just try and be here by the first week.
Surprise.
So I was like, I don't know what it is, but I'm going
to
change
my
flights.
Ryan, how do you speak to you? Do you know
Trevor's
talking through.
He's like a medium.
Yeah.
And Trevor's the dead
person.
He's
the highest paid agent in the world.
Yeah. Wow. So it's just like, nah, I don't know what it is, but I'm going to come back. So I changed my flights, come back, get the call, and I'm like, man, I have so much responsibility now. Cause like it's like,
did you change your set?
No, I didn't. Well, I kept it on because Ryan told us to keep our sets and stuff, and I was actually really glad because
The smoothness of it. It runs.
Yeah, I got
you know how it works.
I don't mean to brag.
Brag. Eric did. Brag.
I'm joking. I got a standing
How much did that cost you?
It cost me my tears, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the man who cried on stage.
I cried on stage. Well.
Lion King. Cue the Lion King.
Come on, it's not really.
No, that's amazing.
I cried on stage, which was really weird. Because like, at the end of my set, I felt like everything was over. Like, I just felt like
you get like a now what feeling. Now what now?
Yeah, so I felt like I'm not gonna do anything this
after
cool
this,
again.
Yeah.
And then just after my set, I'm like, thank you. And when I say thank you, I look up and people are standing.
Oh god, that's amazing.
And then I just cried. I cried for like 20 minutes.
Well, that's cool.
That's a hot story.
That's
Ryan got a standing ovation at full stop. Because the Uber driver couldn't wait any longer.
He's just fucked us up.
The Uber driver came in on some, come on, Ryan! Let's go!
Yeah.
And he was clapping as well.
Thank you for ruining his special moment to burn me.
Oh, sorry, Ryan.
Sorry.
But we do roast a bit on this thing. Because we are tight.
Yeah.
And we have to also win the Comics Pen Award. So we're asking for your vote.
Yes. Because you
were on the show.
My vote.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And are you at a newcomer showcase for Savannah?
I did it last year.
Okay, so you can't do it again.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
But I'm
that
still
seems
eligible.
Amazing. That means
I'm still
comics.
Eligible for
illegible.
Eligible.
You see,
there
I'm
we
still
go.
We eligible.
We got you, bro.
It's gotta be 12 years of English. Relax.
We got you back.
We're not here to judge.
I have your posterior anterior
Eric,
ligament.
Eric just moved out of newcomers.
Yeah, I'm just out of newcomers.
So what is you got? Still got another year
of newcomers.
So you can. Okay, cool. Yeah. So then I think you'd probably be nominated.
It's between one and 3 years of experience.
I don't know if I'll be. I don't know.
Is Comics Choice important for you?
Not as much as it used to be.
Okay.
To be honest, like,
because now you want to make money and you want to get your career going and you haven't
really,
seen.
Not really. Like, it just puts you in a competitive zone again, and I don't want to be. I don't want to be there.
You must have been a beast, hey? Because he's so scared of competition. He's like the Hulk. He's like, I can't.
I can't.
I'm
going to
murder more people. I'm going to kill more people.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah.
You become an angry person when you compete.
No, you become angry.
I shat in someone's titty
smash. Titty smash. Sahil, are you? Wait, now let's talk about medical things.
That's
news. You got news. I'm supposed to do the quiz.
Quiz, yeah.
But news was, one of the Kardashians had another kid.
Yes, so Khloe Kardashian had another child. I wouldn't say another child. She had a child.
Because we always ironically talk about the Kardashians.
But what happened was, her boyfriend was caught cheating via CCTV camera. He was sitting with two chicks in the VIP.
He saying the K word?
He made out. No, he didn't. No.
Was he in a gown?
Was he in flip flops?
In the VIP. And what happened was, he was making out with one chick, and the other chick put his face in her boobs.
Wait,
and
say again. Say, I'm just trying to. Like, wait, yeah, say what happened?
Yo, feel my penis.
Describe it slower. Describe it slower.
Show us the footage.
What did she do?
Wait, which Kardashian's Khloe? The hot one or the big one?
I think it's the big one.
Oh, never mind then.
It's the big one.
So
it's the one
yeah.
that should move to Africa.
Look, if we don't win awards, it's probably because of that moment we just had. Right, so that happened, and then. I think Mark Zuckerberg is a robot because did you see the videos?
No,
there were a couple of videos of Mark Zuckerberg, and one of them is him drinking water, but he drinks water like it's something he's never had before in his life, because he drinks it and then he has the shocked look on his face.
Maybe it was vodka.
It's not because of what they were saying on stage. He was just genuinely confused.
When you
by
say
water.
On stage, you mean in the court?
Yeah, it was on stage, man.
Yeah, but also those senators, did you see the questions they asked? They're like 1,000 years old and they just don't understand the internet.
So Aubrey tells me that you can speak to people via this medium.
That is weird. Like the senators is like, so just describe the internet.
Describe to us how these
can
bundles.
Can you tell us what the internet is?
Is it an actual net? Can you catch a fish?
Can you close the internet?
Wait, Titi wants to say something.
Do you feel like it's important to hide your information, especially from the internet?
I have a fuck all to tell.
Wait, what information?
Like
how old you are?
Because they say Mark Zuckerberg it violated people.
And how come his share price went up by 14% or something? It just made another $3 billion.
No.
Because I honestly feel like information should be free, and that's evolution. That's the next part.
That's the next step. Yeah,
we're gonna lose our tails.
Jeez, Aubrey,
that's why I like
this. Aubrey,
intelligent humor.
We need to cut.
Well, we're gonna ask medical questions.
No, but what? I don't know what data leaked though, because
it wasn't leaked. It was given away and
you
sold.
You don't want people to know your like social security number bank details. But
you're putting stuff on Facebook. Yeah, look at me.
If you're putting like, my favorite color is on Facebook, then why the fuck?
I'm sure the government
will say
that.
Can we have Ryan Holiday's favorite color, please?
I was just gonna say when it comes to personal details, so like your banking details, your ID number, all the stuff that you possibly
put on
need
Facebook.
To make reservations for stuff, you shouldn't put that information on social media.
But cryptocurrency.
Okay, yeah, but cryptocurrency
is
another
need,
thing.
We're not going to need a password.
You're not
going to
need
ATM. You're not
going to
need money.
Yeah.
So that's what I feel. I feel like
that's
have as much
information
online.
I realize this podcast, we talk about the Kardashians and Bitcoin. Regardless,
Bitcoin
we know fuck all about both.
But we talk about it a lot. So
I like the Kardashians, man.
Have you like why?
That just went quiet.
Yeah.
Is it a sexual? Do you like which one? Do you
Caitlyn.
Like?
Caitlyn. Here it comes. It's Caitlyn.
What's the one that used to date?
Caitlyn.
ASAP.
That is not Khloe. Courtney.
Yeah.
Who are the young crazy ones that are going mad?
Ooh, I love Kendall. I'm a Kendall.
Kendall and Kylie.
I have a relationship.
But I was told by Gareth Cliff here that if I don't think what's her name?
Caitlin
is hot, then I am a
something phobic.
Yeah, you know, something. So I thought like she is hot. I think she is hot. Because if you like women, then you would like. She's not a bad looking woman.
I'd rather bang her as Caitlin than Bruce.
I like MILFs as much as the next guy, but
maybe Caitlin, a little more.
No. Well, apparently the MILF market has overtaken
like
in terms of the porn downloads. The MILF market is the biggest.
Yeah.
So, but like Dave, you're old enough to have seen Caitlin.
I saw when I saw him run.
You saw him. You saw him.
Oh, Caitlin is the dude. Yeah.
I kept on yelling at us. You just ignore me. I'm just like, acknowledge. I'm saying you want the transfer.
Caitlin is a dude. Caitlin is a dude. I can see Titi running out of the hotel room with a towel. Caitlin is a dude.
Only after he finishes though.
Oh, those are balls.
We find Titi in the shower just holding himself.
He had that Ace Ventura moment. Bruce is Caitlin. Yeah. Caitlin is Bruce.
Oh man.
Caitlin is a man. No, did you
Never.
See? Have you seen Ricky Gervais's new special, Humanity?
He has like a 5-minute bit about
Caitlin.
Yeah. And he keeps referencing the fact that he must have gone to the doctor before the operation. And the whole time the doctor's like, you fucking lad, you punched him in the gut. Yeah. During the it's like, this is while he was still a man. Yeah. So like, and then he explains and then he comes back and he's like, you're such a man, look at you, you man. Like,
Do you think that he also hates competition?
I did know Bruce Jenner as a runner. He doesn't compete anymore.
Yeah, he's like
high heels, competition, his running style.
Yeah, he hated competition.
He used to do cross country, now he does cross
dressing. I'm done here.
Titi, would you? You don't have a feeling like now that you're not competing to become a woman.
No, because
your story is very similar to Bruce Jenner's. You were a very star athlete, couldn't speak English.
Yeah,
your lives.
Yeah, I know.
You bang white chicks.
Sometimes.
For
the sisters. Hello. 072. I'm joking.
I wish I could.
No.
So her pregnancy, was it a good pregnancy? How did you feel about it as a doctor?
Whose pregnancy?
Kardashian.
Chloe. Who's pregnant?
Chloe.
So her boyfriend cheated on her, but I don't think he's cheating on her if a girl puts her boobs in his face. That's not him.
He's making out.
His head was just there. CCTV. At the time.
He made out with one girl and another girl sitting next to her. So she was sitting between the two.
So he's getting double.
Yeah, he got two chicks.
Dave, have you had this conversation before? Babe, it's not cheating.
Yeah.
She put her face on mine and then touched my dick.
Who's babe, first of all?
This imaginary entity that you
exist. If that happens to Suhail, then it's like a medical.
Yeah,
thing,
I was
right?
I was examining for.
Because sometimes it's not your fault. You'd be sitting there, and the girl's got, and she's like, shows her vagina, and you fall in it.
A vagina.
Yeah.
And you're like, help me!
You fall in, get out, fall in, get out, fall in, get out.
Day, you're like, what
I think you walk into a vagina.
Yeah.
Fell in.
Yeah, you don't.
Like a carpet.
You walk in, and you're like, wow, it's warm in.
Oh, okay.
And then you're like, so hell, what are you doing here?
Is that just having a look?
Obviously, it wasn't a medical question. But now, we got a quiz. This is for you, Titi, because you haven't done the quiz before, have you?
No.
All right.
Has he done the quiz?
He was horrible. We did a medical type quiz. Horrible. He was terrible.
He failed.
Yeah, I remember that also. I just came off a 26-hour shift, but okay.
We don't care.
Oh, so you don't know English?
12 years.
We don't care.
I'll never tell you guys anything about myself.
This guy will make you so
sad. We don't have the answers. He was too competitive, man.
Like, don't make it come out,
Dave. I am competitive, man.
Mostly with petty crimes.
I would sometimes
stop pickpockets and shoplifters.
My kids power. Like you. He was winning a race and then looked back and it was his buddy coming second and he kind of let his buddy come first. Yeah. Like, that's nice. That's just being nice.
Yeah.
But you don't get the medal, boy.
You ain't gonna win it life, boy.
Nobody remember came second, boy.
You ain't
first
last.
Of the losers. I don't speak like that. So we've got this thing here.
The quiz.
And also because I don't know the internet, I'm a senator from Zuckerberg
Aubrey,
land.
Aubrey, could you come in and type in the quiz for me, please?
The internet doesn't have the answers. Are you ready?
Yes.
Will you keep do the timing going, or something? Going. Okay. So the quiz basically works like this. We don't have the answers, so we just discuss them.
There's no
In Roman numerals, what amount?
There's no damn limit, but
this is your titi.
Yeah,
okay.
You got
too much
15 minutes.
15 minutes, please.
Okay.
Okay. Question number one. In Roman numerals, what amount does the letter M equal? Will stand for?
A million?
I don't know.
Incorrect answer. The answer is 1,000.
And we'll go through it.
No, it's 1,000.
If you add the two numbers on the opposite sides of a dice together, what totals do you always get?
If you add two numbers.
Two numbers on opposite sides of the dice.
I know
of
this
the
answer.
Dice.
It's 7.
It's 7, yes.
It is.
That's correct.
Okay, good.
I should know that.
Can we give him a point?
Yeah, let's give him a point.
Why should you know that?
Because I make video games and I make board games as well. I work a lot with dice.
Is it?
Yeah.
There you go.
You're not because you were a gambling problem and you're too competitive.
No. And I know, like, Bob.
Yeah, from Bob. Yeah.
Explain that. This is the cultural side of the show.
It's a dice game. Continue with the quiz. We'll do the.
Oh, yeah. In the nursery rhyme, Hey Diddle Diddle, who ran away with a spoon?
Diddle. I don't know.
Damn it, I don't even know the answer. Wait.
Suhail does. Ryan knows it.
Okay, can I play with Suhail?
No, you can't.
Oh, whoa.
I know the answer.
Afterwards.
I am going to seem like the dumbest person in the world.
No, Suhail was. Suhail was.
The answer is the dish. The dish
ran away with the spoon.
Yes.
It's also not real. It didn't really happen.
It didn't really happen.
But at least we got news sorted.
Yeah, we got it now.
In the news today, the cow jumped over the moon and the dish ran out of the spoon. And now, don't give up the fought, fight the war, eat the spoon.
That's the giant spotted on the
giant
pole.
Oh, it was a whale.
Itsy bitsy spider.
Have you ever seen that thing where they blow up that whale?
Man.
This guy is just...
I've seen a thing with a whale.
He's amazing.
Titi, they blow up a whale because the whale beaches itself, but they have to ask for permission in the surrounding areas in case the whale blubber lands on your house.
That'll fuck up your Sunday. Oh, lovely weather we're having.
Why is it on a Sunday? It's like a whale.
There's just
whale relaxation
traditional,
day.
It's traditional.
You can only blow up a whale on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Between the hours of 12 and 7.
There's just, there's just some sentences that work perfectly.
And it has to be during the day. You can't blow up. But also, isn't that... Say now there's two whales. I've often said this. It was probably one of my comedy sets. There's two whales, right? The whales are beached. And it's a heavy thing because you can't pull it back in the sea and the whales are depressed and they beach themselves. When you blow up the other whale, when you blow up this whale, the other whale starts going, okay, let's
get you know what, actually, the ocean doesn't seem so
it's
bad.
It's not a myth.
The whale's like, oh, God, get in the sea. That was fucking serious.
Fish get that killed, man.
Sometimes they do it on purpose. They blow up a fake whale and the whale's like, okay.
Back to the ocean I go.
Yeah, so one whale is just like, what are they doing?
What language is spoken in Austria?
Austrian?
Cool.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
That is incorrect.
Yes, that is wrong.
It's not Austrian.
We'll be asking the question.
Which is the only U.S. state that starts with the letter P?
Pennsylvania.
That is 100% correct.
He's right.
How many Americans is that?
I know the answer.
But you said you were going overseas.
I was in America.
So the game, are you going over to do gaming stuff?
Yeah, and comedy.
It's not competitive.
Cool. Have you sorted your comedy gigs there already? Have you
found people?
That is so enterprising.
Yeah, man. I always, like, I'm going to Zambia soon.
Do some comedy.
Yeah.
Kurt Schoonrod was in Thailand, and he's got a photo
with
of him.
Carvin.
And he did a show at the Thailand comedy something.
Yeah.
I'm like, there were no people there.
Yeah.
But he says all expats, Hong Kong, everyone that sits was lacquer. Anyway, so how many hearts does an octopus have?
Two.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
On standard English language keyboard, hello.
His nemesis.
dun, dun, dun.
What letter is located between E and T?
I don't know.
You're a coder.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't like.
it's
like muscle memory. No one's like, after the A is the S.
No, muscle memory is what Ryan does.
Yeah, that's what he does.
I like, I listen to this podcast every single week.
Yes.
And I feel so sorry for Ryan. Like, that's not Ryan.
It's the only way I get a seat in here.
I didn't even know you were this strong. Like.
I thought he was skinny.
It's like they put you down so much. You need to rise, man. Like the phoenix.
From the ashes.
Did you hear that? That's inspirational.
I know. The letter.
Do you know what meme we're doing for this week? Have you got it?
Yes, that moment. My moment.
In what? What is the name of Barney Rubble's wife in the Flintstones?
Maggie. Betty
Rubble.
That is correct.
Betty Rubble.
I thought it was
Maggie because of something.
No, Maggie is from The Simpsons. She's the baby.
Who played the role of Mary Poppins in the film?
Chuck Norris.
Sorry.
What film? Mary Poppins.
That'd be Mary Poppins.
This is not
a
black quiz.
Man on a ledge. Man on a
was
ledge.
Was that a...
So who played the role of Mary Poppins in 8 Man. Mile?
I believe that was 50 Cent.
Okay. What is a vixen?
A vixen?
No.
Is it like a medical...
It's a fox.
Bro, you can't say it into the mic.
I'm helping.
It's only way you're hearing me.
What is it?
A sexy satan.
It's good enough. We'll accept it.
For a bonus question, how many more days are they going to drive Winnie Mandela's body around before they actually bury him?
It's so sad, man. I don't know. Like...
Alright, you took that in a different
direction.
I'm gonna make fun of this.
Are you gonna be all serious now?
I don't know.
Because
man.
When I heard on the news and like and then everybody be driven to think, I'm like, hold on a second, that's a few days, man.
Mandela was driven everywhere.
Yeah, Mandela.
Mandela
was, like
was
at
put
the
in
that golf cart at the World Cup.
Someone brought a vuvuzela to his face.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was
I
bad.
Think he was dead already then. And like, Gus was just holding him up. Like, let's get this over with.
You know, the best line I've heard is from Pop.
Ryan's red.
Red.
Wait, can I just have a run of applause?
From Pops, he's like, do you remember when they defrosted Mandela? For the final.
Because the CAF Cup is the next week.
We're all going now. But what I want to say is...
Do you not think that it's awkward in heaven now? Yeah.
Because who's there?
Like, imagine Gracia Machado. She's not quite comfortable with what's going on.
The grass is not there yet.
Yeah, but
that's why
Winnie and Mandela. Mandela, she's like, I know this guy.
But you know,
I
that know, you have you got still swipe left, eh? Yeah. You, you get your pop and your cloud, and you're like, Winnie's here, like, oh.
Because heaven's probably pretty big. You
it's
could
not,
probably
no,
avoid
it's
you
not, probably avoid it's not cheating. It's a throwback Thursday when they do the thing. Right, so this, no, this is what I wanted to say.
Babe, she was there. I was
with her. I just put
my
head in a boot.
I get all the answers. Vixen is a female fox.
Oh, isn't that like video vixens, like those hotties?
That's what that is. Fox is a female fox. The original movie was someone called Julie Andrews. She played the role of
Julie Andrews. It's actually Curtis Jackson, but we'll.
Her name's Betty. Betty Rubble. Did you get that right?
Yeah, I got it right.
Did he? So you got one.
I got a couple.
You got five.
R is the letter between.
That's what he said, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I didn't say that.
Pennsylvania.
I heard you say it.
He did not say it.
I heard him say it. He said R.
Okay, the word. It's not Austrian, it's German.
Oh.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm actually reading a book on modern.
World War.
Modern the history of modern Europe, and it's quite incredible. Weird. Hitler was a boss, dude. Yeah. Like not.
It's
like
so weird. You don't have to read that in a book. Was that chapter 7?
Dude, I'm not saying like a boss. Is it like he was good? He was like
genius.
A,
just
a,
like
he's a phenomenal leader.
Yeah, he was a phenomenal leader.
But he mobilized us.
Let's not break
people.
Up on that.
You were there, yeah,
I
mean, like,
was that at all?
Like Hendrik Verwoerd. I mean, great guy, and, great leader, but just you know.
Shitty, and what about Eugene Tiblange?
Bad great leader.
Is he in heaven? Like that's awkward. Like Nelson's sitting there, and then Eugene arrives. He's like, "What are you doing here?"
I don't know if they're in heaven or the same heaven.
So what I wanted to say was the. Is it insensitive when people make jokes too soon about it, or is it their way of dealing?
It's really their way of dealing with it.
What has happened?
The humor, obviously, that theory is comedy equals something over time.
It's tragedy plus.
So the way you do it, if we're talking about it, would be more to deal with it.
Yeah,
but also to let it out. Talk about it.
What I saw, and we're not making fun of her death.
Because after, because after the memorial service, I saw somebody on Instagram post like a DVD with R.I.P. Winnie. Funeral service.
Well, that's a DVD
copy. You're already out.
Oh shit!
Because the funeral is only.
So it's too. Yeah, that's deep.
Got so is that?
Bootleg. That's deep.
That's funny. That's from Inlu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
the M is 1,000. If you see MCXXLLX, the M is 1,000.
I said M is 1,000.
Oh yeah.
No, it's not your quiz. It's 60 quiz. And 7 is on the dice, so you got that. And the dish on the spoon.
Got five, man.
Fun, man.
Yeah,
good job.
I think you got five. Four.
You got four, yeah.
You just don't like giving people five, David Levinson. You are a horrible human being.
So it's like that.
You know what, Siti? I'm going to give you five because you said you listen to the podcast.
Yes.
Can I ask you something? Why do you listen to the podcast?
Guys, you didn't see that. The producer's like, yo, this podcast is lit, baby. It's lit.
This podcast is lit. I think she means it must wrap up.
I don't like this competitive streak in you, Siti.
Yeah, man. I listen to the podcast.
You knew I got one.
This is the problem.
Why do you listen to it?
I got one.
You are a sore loser.
And you wanted to get five.
You got two, I think.
It's
why
it's,
do you listen to the podcast?
It's interesting to find out what a lot of people are like within the industry. Like I found out certain things about, especially Bongani Dube, that I didn't know. Kate as well. That one.
Do you like the fact that we don't actually ask you what you've done, or what you're doing in 5 years, or where you're from? Or we don't really care.
Well, yeah, I don't like those questions. Like I did.
It puts pressure on you those
They asked us. Describe yourself in 3 words.
That's
odd. Who asked you that?
We're doing an interview for the Trevor thing. Oh, me and Eric.
What was your 3 words?
Yeah, shapa.
And yours, Eric? Shapa.
Very bad at maths.
That's actually 4 words, so English as well.
No, but that's funny because he's very bad at maths.
Oh, that's why you got the Trevor show, because you're in the
So hell, you didn't get the joke.
Maybe I'm stupid.
Say, maybe I'm stupid.
This is
that's your three.
this is
maybe.
Why
I'm the only guy who uses his fingers for that.
This
yours, what are your three?
This is why Emilio didn't
overshoot it and be like,
hey, this guy measurements.
What's Ryan's 3 words? Describe yourself in 3 words, comedy-wise.
I couldn't do it comedy-wise. I'd go serious and it'd be like, intelligent, caring.
Yeah.
Strong.
And that's when they get you.
Yeah, and they'd be like...
Can I say it again?
And they'd be like, that is
can
not
we do
cool.
that again,
what?
Please? Can we take that again? Intelligent, caring.
No. I'm going off the cuff. I'm saying I wouldn't do a funny one. I'd go serious and ruin the interview.
What does shopper mean?
I don't know,
is that
but
not
it
when
you're
cool. attention shoppers?
I don't want to ask because it might expose my whiteness.
Yeah, just shopper you.
My three. My, describe yourself in three words.
You're the guy in macro.
Shapa, shapa, shapa.
Attention, shapa, shapa, shapa. Look at special.
I never can hear those announcements in game. I'm listening. I want to listen. Hey, everyone, please, your attention, please. There's a buddy, 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 buddy in aisle three. And
I know,
like,
I know a guy used to do those announcements.
Nicholas Goliath.
Jason Goliath.
Oh, used to be the guy.
Is it you?
Yeah, I used to be the guy as well. Yeah.
All right, my three words. Describe me in three words. I'm getting better.
I'm going to go with
deep.
Yeah, I got one. I want to go desperately needs gigs. Desperately.
Ladies and gentlemen, on that note, we have to bid you
You say goodbye, Titi. Please say cheers. Where can we see you?
I'm performing. Oh, I'm performing at the Goliath tonight.
Excellent.
Yes.
Suhail, Issa.
I'm performing Dr. Suhail, Issa. Tonight.
Nice.
Is that a lekker gig?
Yeah, it's nice.
Fantastic. Ryan?
The Trevor Show is next year.
Okay, cool. I'm Dave. Crazy. I'm off to Cape Town next week, I think. And then I'm in Clarence doing some golf there for a shopping company.
And my name is Aubrey, and you guys have been absolutely swell. My name is Eric Jensen. We love you. Look after yourselves. And
stay,
I guess we'll see you
stay
again.
Swell.
Yeah, stay well, and we'll see you just now.
This is CliffCentral.com.